This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, it's time for a side chick staycation set up. We got Julia on the line. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so we already know from our producer that you are fired up. Please explain what's going on in your family.
All right, so here's the deal. We have this cousin who loves stealing everybody's man.
What?
Okay, you're starting off wild. Everybody has a cousin like this, or this is just you?
I definitely do.
There's always that one person that flirts a little too much, a little too friendly to your fiance or your boyfriend or whatever.
Now, you say that she steals everybody. Does she attempt, or these guys really fall for it in the family?
No, she did it once before with another cousin of mine and had an affair with him for a good year.
No,
we all figured it out. Yes, and then my family all forgave her, but I knew that she is just like that, and I do not trust her one bit.
So what's your situation? Are you married, boyfriend, dating?
I have a fiancé, Brian, and we just got engaged. We've been together for about 2 years now. And I just know something's up. We met at, Brian met Lorinda at a barbecue, a family barbecue we were at, and they were talking a lot, and she's stroking his arm and laughing at his awful jokes. After that moment, I was like, I know what's going on here.
So it was just like she was flirtatious?
Yeah, but then one of my coworkers from work, she was at Applebee's, and she saw Lorinda and Brian at the freaking bar together laughing and cracking jokes while I was in San Diego with my sister.
Wait a minute!
And she just plays this off like, oh, I'm just hanging out, I guess, with my cousin.
No, she told me that wasn't true, and that my coworker is just a liar, and that she likes to stir up trouble, and that she's a gossip in the office.
So- I mean, let's be fair, though. Your man is at fault for this, too.
Yeah, but family's family, you know? Like, I can deal with Brian, but that's my stuff with me.
So you confronted your cousin, and you asked her about were you at the Applebee's with Brian, and she said she wasn't.
Correct.
And you believe your coworker before you believe your cousin?
I do, because my coworker knows about my cousin. She was there for me when our family was going through that shit.
Right. So her cousin's a little skank. She likes to Elvis that pelvis on the bi-weekly.
Fair to say, we don't know that.
Well, I mean, Julia, that's what happened, though, right? She tried to get at one of your other cousins, man?
Yeah, dude, she already did it. She's like a serial cheater.
She's a serial side chick, sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah, she gets off on this
shit. What aisle is that serial side chick? You know
what
I'm saying?
All right, let it go.
You know, they got the Costco
my God.
All right, so with side chick stay case, we're going to call your cousin then. We're going to offer her the romantic stay, see who she wants to put on the reservation. You understand that, right, Julia?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
So if she says your man, Brian, then what?
Then we'll see what happens.
Have you gone through this?
I don't know if she's going to say it. My family's listening right now.
Oh, God. See, I feel like you're just downplaying the fact that you're probably going to go right over there and just start fighting her. And for that, if it's happening, please don't do that. We have counseling services Natasha will have if that's the situation.
Nah, you got to fight your cousin at that point.
No,
you got to take it right to the front yard and fight your cousin. Family is family.
Listen,
you get that out.
I'm not a violent person. I am not going to do any physical violence.
That's hood rules.
Family therapist, Jelly Boy.
This guy. It's like just in time for Thanksgiving, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Stop.
You knocked the stuffing out her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You knocked that skank out her turkey. You know what I mean? That's just in my family sometimes, and I've seen it happen a few times. Sometimes you just need a good fisticuffs, let it all out, get you good, you hug each other, and be like, all right, let's sit down and talk. Sometimes you need a good fight to get that aggression out.
How about you just talk it out instead of fight? You know what? I'm sorry, girl. This is you. This is not us right now. I'm sorry. Don't listen to Joey, though, Julia.
Just saying, Julia.
I don't know. It does sound pretty good to do
there
that.
Girl,
you're not supposed to agree with him, girl.
Yeah, no. I mean, well, let's see if this is what's going on behind your back.
Sometimes you got to wrench that and knock out the best skin. Of your cousin.
Here we go.
All right. Did you just come up with that?
Yep. This is what else I'm going to come up. I'm going to come up on her cousin's number right now. We're going to call her, offer the hotel stay. If she says your fiance, then you need to give her a stern talking to, okay? We'll just give you the show at that point. Whatever you're going to do is what you're going to do. We got your back, though.
Thank you.
Okay. Hold on right there, Julia.
Put her on hold.
hey guys, man, I'm trying to convince these people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to knock your cousin out once in a while.
You don't ever have to do that. And we're not going to leave her on hold. We have to do the whole call.
You don't knock out family.
Sometimes you got to knock out a family member right in time for the holidays.
No. You don't.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Okay. Side Chick Staycation Setup is happening up next with Julia talking to Lorinda up next. Back with the Side Chick Staycation Setup. We talked to Julia. We hate to see this because we are in holiday mode. You know, every once in a while when I'm driving on, I put on 94.5, listen to some Christmas music because
wow,
I'm in Christmas mode. But Thanksgiving to Christmas can just be horrible for you, Julia, because you have a cousin in your family that tends to be flirting and trying to sleep with all the family's men.
Just inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she mad. She's already, she's got the Vaseline going. Oh, wow. She's taking out the earrings.
I'm ready, girl. I'm ready.
So we're going to call your cousin up, offer her the romantic stay, see who she wants to put on this reservation. If she says your fiance Brian's name, then obviously you have some words for her.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to break up the engagement with your fiance?
Hell yes.
Okay, well, I'm just going to stand back here. Okay.
Okay.
I will be completely honest with you. This is more just to prove to my family that she is a liar and she's a cheater and she does this every time.
How many cousins has she done this to or family members where she got with their men?
I mean, we publicly know of one, but who knows, man?
Oh, my God. I guess we're about to find out once and for all what she's really like.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Lorinda?
Yeah, this is Lorinda.
Hi, Lorinda. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So it looks like you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. So what that includes is a weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We're accompanying that with our honeymoon package.
Is there a catch or is there something like we have to do?
Well, there's no catch per se. We are asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay. But outside of that, the weekend stay is going to be completely yours. So it's a really good deal.
Okay, so that's what else do you need from me?
Well, with that being said, my first question for you is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I can either put something generic on that note, or maybe if you have something specific, I can jot that down and make sure that your guest sees that upon entry.
Well, round four, hon. I like that.
Now, my next question for you, Lorinda, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
You can put Brian on there.
I f***ing knew it. Are you f***ing kidding me?
Damn. Oh, God. She called that one.
Oh, my God, Lorinda. I can't believe you're doing this again.
So, Lorinda, really quick, you're live on the radio right now with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
What the f***? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. How could you do that to me?
And that would be your cousin, Julia? Was he out one day with gray sweatpants? Is that what happened?
It's not my fault. Your man is up, okay?
It's not your fault? What, no, he just, like, attacked you four times? Round four? What the fuck?
She did say round four.
Round four.
I feel trapped, like...
You feel trapped? What kind of excuse is this?
Are you the victim right now, Lorinda? Are you freaking kidding me right now? Why don't you just say the truth?
I think the big question is, how long has this been going on?
It's been over a year now. Like,
Oh my God.
A year?
Basically.
Dude, my mom had cancer a year ago. I needed Brian, and you thought that was a good time to be there for him? Are you f***ing kidding me?
There's no way you should be seeking comfort in someone else's husband.
They weren't engaged or married or anything back then.
I don't care. I mean, basically, they were leading up to this point. That's our man.
It's not my fault. It's just your fault. If you paid more attention to your man, if you was on him, then maybe you wouldn't even think about talking to me.
It's my fault? Girl, I treat that man like a king.
You should be a better girlfriend. You should know what's going on in your relationship.
You. Are you f***ing kidding me right now?
No, I'm not.
I don't deserve any of this right now. You f***ing did this to Samantha and nothing.
Wow.
You should do things that your man likes to do.
Lorinda, why do you keep doing this? These are your cousins. Why do you get with their man? Why don't you get a man that's, I don't know, not dating one of your family members?
Yeah, that's a thought.
They always find me to be the most attractive one.
Oh my God.
You are full of yourself. You have a serious,
full of your man
problem.
Well, actually, Brian doesn't mind, so.
Oh, my God.
Well, Brian's history right now, you can have him. And good luck seeing a good relationship out of that.
You need to sock your cousin in the neck.
There's no need for violence. Natasha said that she has counseling services, and I agree. I think the both of you could use it. I don't know if you need to go together or separate, but it's definitely needed.
I'm not going with her anywhere. And you know what, Julia? The family is here listening to you, so they're not on your side anymore. You can't manipulate us anymore. Brian's out of the house today, so if you want to come pick him up, you can. I'll be at work until 9.
No, he usually takes your car to my house.
Oh, my God.
You are so weak. You can't do anything anyway. You haven't done anything this far.
All right. That's
not cool, man.
Y'all like tacos?
Okay. Here we go.
I don't know. Okay.
No.
Julia, do you want me to hang up on your cousin?
I do.
Okay. Lorinda, you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Oh, my God. Julia, she is the worst.
Thank you. What a
That's the word.
That is the word to describe someone like that. So you have the family listening. You can give them a big I told you so at this point because you knew this was happening.
I have. They're all shaking their heads.
Well, you dodged a bullet. You can call that off with this guy.
Yeah, I'm texting him right now.
Well, I'm so proud of you, Joe. You're not talking about tests or anything like that yet.
No, not at all. But listen, if you need a promoter to promote these cousins fighting in the front lawn, I'm here for it.
I'll hit you up.
There's no hitting. Don't hit anybody.
What is it with you trying to get like the family function together like this?
Because I think every once in a while, a family, they beef like this or something happens like this, a good fight and a hug afterwards works.
Unbelievable.
Telling you.
I don't know about the hug, but it would feel good.
Okay. Well, if you forget Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy, you got Joey Boy here that would promote this fight.
Wow. Okay. Yes. This is bad. We're not going that far with all this.
We could do it right in front of West Game or in front of McFadden's.
No, we're not going to do anything.
Charge $5. All the money go to charity. I'm just trying to say.
Or to me.
Tis the season.
Moving truck.
Okay. Or for the moving truck. Okay. Well.
All right, girl. We're going to get to the counseling services. Right. And don't listen to Joey about anything. I'm sorry.
And in this corner, Julia, the redheaded stepchild, Gonzalez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.